It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? It's a great day. I'm glad that you've joined us in the study of the precious Word. We're going to be once again in Philippians chapter 4. We'll be reading verse 5 through verse 9 and be beginning the study today with verse 8. Philippians chapter 4, verses 5 through 9. Once again, Philippians chapter 4, verse 5 through 9. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. I'd like to welcome you to the study today, that you enjoy studying the precious Word of God. Whether you're traveling or whether you're at home, wherever you might be, whether you're at work and you're able to listen to the program, please enjoy the truth, the Word of God, that you may know, first come to know Jesus, and then begin that sweet walk and that growth in the Lord Jesus. Now that you have the scripture verses open, I would love to begin reading now in Philippians chapter 4, verse 5. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, and whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have heard, have both learned, and received, and heard, and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. Let's go to the Lord in prayer after we've read His precious Word today. I thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that we have. It's a great day and a great opportunity that you have given me and have given this church as we can proclaim the truth, the Word of God. And I ask that you will please touch the hearts of every listener today, that their heart will be turned to you, their life will be turned to you, and Father, they'll begin to grow ever so quickly and ever so strong, that they'll have a sweet testimony, a clear testimony, that they are separated wholly, as the Scripture says, peculiar people. And that's what a believer is to the world. We're just kind of a peculiar people. And Lord, I ask that you will make us so clear that people will know that we are believers. And we stand upon your word, and we are not willing to veer, no matter who or no matter what comes our way. We stand for you. Please, Father, help us to do that. Help us to stand so clearly and so firmly. Help us now to understand this area of Scripture that we're studying today, and guide and lead us through it. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As I said, we're going to begin with the 8th verse, Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. It tells us here, finally, brethren, kind of a conclusion. We've had that sweet area of Scripture above that. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. What sweet words those should be to our heart. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, in verse 6 and in verse 7, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Oh, those beautiful words of Scripture, as we've studied those and taken us a few weeks to get through those few verses. But it's important that you see the power and the strength and the victory that you can have in your life, a joy that you may have been searching for all of your life and never have found, because it's been kind of hidden, and it's been hidden in the world and kept from you, and you've been in darkness. Well, now I hope, and whether it be through another proclaimer of the gospel, another preacher or a friend of yours, or maybe across this radio, or maybe the pastor in your church, whatever the case might be, that they opened the Word of God to you, that you have seen, your eyes have been opened, your heart has been touched by the Holy Spirit, and you have recognized that you're lost and you're dying and you're going to hell, and the only choice that you have is to come by faith to the Lord Jesus and be saved. Now I ask today that you do that you come to Jesus today and be saved. It's a sweet opportunity. It's a free gift. It's a free gift. It is handed to you. The Holy Spirit's touching your heart right now. I ask that you would surrender your heart right now and ask the Lord Jesus if he would come in and save you. Upon you asking Jesus to come in and repenting of your sins, repent means that you turn. You don't continue in your old ways. No, you have seen Jesus. You've seen the light of God. And so now you're coming to the Lord Jesus. Your life will never be the same. It'll be a wonderful life, a glorious life. And see, my friend, that you don't allow this old world to drag you back down again. The reason this world drags us down is because we keep our eyes upon the things of this world and the God of this world. And that God of this world is with a little g. I serve the God that created the world, the only God. Not something of this world or people worship the trees. They worship everything today except for the Creator. Now I ask that you come to Jesus, your Savior, that he could be your Savior and you could be saved today. Please come to the Lord Jesus and be saved. The Holy Spirit will come to live within you. And upon doing that, the Holy Spirit coming to live within you, we have a beautiful list here. And I can kind of say the same thing. Now, upon that happening, upon us understanding that we don't have to be burdened down with the things of this life and of this world, that we can lift everything in prayer and thanksgiving and make our requests known to the Lord, as the earlier verses told us. We talk in verse 7 of the peace of God that passes all understanding. That peace you have if you come to Jesus and you seek after his will. Get into his word, his precious sweet word, the word of God, the truth. Don't veer from the truth, because if you leave the truth, you'll leave the power. You'll leave the wisdom. Those things will go so quickly if you leave the truth. Don't compromise. Stand upon the word of God, the truth, and don't veer from it, ever. Don't compromise and I've heard this too often. Folks will go to a church where they have a lot of activities for maybe their children. Got a very strong youth group, a lot of excitement. No spiritual life, but a lot of excitement. And they want their kids to be involved. They have the right thought, but the motive is wrong. They're looking at something that's outward and not something that's going to change the hearts of their children. The only thing that's going to change the heart of their children is the Word of God and not some big hype that you go to. So I ask that you do not compromise as you go to a church that's like that, that has all those activities that draw you in, but there's no growth. There's no spiritual change. And you'll notice, and many times when it's too late, that your children as well are not changing. They're not being saved. They're not sitting their heart and their life upon the Lord Jesus. They're sitting them. Maybe they're very busy in this youth group or this church group, but it's not spiritual growth. Be very careful that they grow in Christ Jesus. And that comes only by following the truth, coming to Jesus first and being saved, and then following the truth and setting your heart and your life upon that truth, that you will separate your life and be holy. So many things today, as I receive in the mail, I'll receive catalogs and flyers for different activities that's going on across the country. And it's becoming more evident. It's becoming clearer every time, every month, every year as the years pass, that it's more difficult to separate the Christian groups from the world, the rock music, the bands, the taverns, the filthy music and the activities that are connected with that. You can't separate the two. As I get these flyers, if you would see not the title to the what it belongs to, you would never know the difference by the pictures. We have come so far away from God. And so, as coming so far away from God, I ask that you be not taken by those activities, but you set your life holy and separate, and you want Jesus to come into your life and to guide and lead you, and that you could be the spiritual leader of your family, father, husband, that you can be the spiritual leader of your family and help them to grow in Jesus. And there's only one way that's going to happen. That's not by the hype. It's going to be by the Word of God, by the truth. Now look at this, and as we say once again in verse 8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Think on these things. Honesty, just or justified, to serve and to praise the Lord and to be just, to be righteous, to be pure, lovely. Another word there is lovable. Whatsoever things are of good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Ponder on these things. Now, we're going to look up some verses of Scripture before we really talk about what I believe that's such a beautiful picture, the picture of. And I ask that you follow along, I hope that you can today, as we look up these verses of Scripture. We're going, first of all, for the word true. Brethren, whatsoever things are true is the very first one. Now, I don't know what you think about writing in your Bible, but I'm a firm believer in it. I'm a firm believer in circling words that touch your heart versus a scripture and making little notes off in the corner. In the corner, this book is a book to study by. This is a book to live by. And it's not going to hurt anybody for you to make some notes and make some comments and circle some things that touch your heart. Now, I've circled the word true. So let's go back now to Ephesians, not very far away, because you see we have Ephesians, Philippians. And so the book right before, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25. Now, I'm looking and I've circled this word, whatsoever things are true. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. The truth, whatsoever things are true. In this lying, deceiving world, there's not many things that are true. But God's Word is. And whatever we learn by His Word, by the leadership of the Holy Spirit, is truth, is true. And we need to build our lives upon the truth, the Word of God. Brethren, whatsoever things are true, the Word of God, God's Word is true. It is right. Please that you stay with the Word of God. Clearly study it, search it, learn it, memorize it, walk by it. Let the Holy Spirit guide and lead you through the truths of the Scripture. And please don't get off on some side street there and begin to study. And there's a multitude of you folks that do this, and that is that you study books about the Bible, but you do not study the Bible. In our Sunday school classes, we study the Bible. We have the Bible out before us, no matter what age it is. If it's the very small ones all the way to the very old ones, we study nothing but the Word of God. We study the Word of God. We let the kids, young and old, see the Word of God and see the Scripture, and they learn from the Word of God. And I don't want it any other way. Because what happens, you begin to study the quarterly, or you begin to study this book, and I'm not sure how often that people have left this church and they've walked out that door and they'll shake your hand and they'll say, "Oh, Pastor, that was a good message. I praise God for that message. But you know, have you read this book about it?" I'll say, "No, I haven't." "Oh, you've got to read that book about it." "No, I don't. I need to read the book, the Word of God, the truth. That's the book I need to study. That's the book I need to read. That's the book that's going to change your life. Not somebody's biography about how that happened to them and how it happened to you, because that's just going to be nothing but disappointment to you. I don't read books about. I read and study the Word of God. I don't like books like that. There's good books out there, but they're far and few between, and so I tell you just to stay away from them. And you search and study the Word of God and enjoy it. Let that Holy Spirit be your teacher and be your guide. Spend time in the Word of God, not time in all the rest of those books and all the rest of those things. Stay away from them. The next we have, I'm circling the second word now, whatsoever things are honest. We've talked about the truth, whatsoever things are honest. Now we've got three different verses of Scripture that we're going to look with this, and the first is in 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Now again, I'm finding it, so I know that you can. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 21. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 21. Providing for honest things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of man. The verse above that says, avoiding this, that no man should blame us in this abundance, which is administered by us, providing for honest things, not things in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of man. And we have sent with them our brother, whom we have oftentimes proved diligent in many things, but now much more diligent upon the great confidence which I have in you. To be honest. To be honest. Verse 18 tells us, we kind of just keep going backwards here. Let me just go all the way back to verse 16. Thanks be to God, which put the same earnest care into the heart of Titus for you. For indeed he accepted the exhortation, but being more forward of his own accord, he went unto you. And we have sent with him the brother, whose praise is in the gospel throughout all the churches. And not that only, but who was also chosen of the churches to travel with us with this grace, which is administered by us to the glory of the same Lord and declaration of your ready mind. Avoiding this, that no man should blame us in this abundance which is administered by us, providing for honest things. Honest things. We have two words now. Truth, true, and honest. Now, Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, verse 17. Romans chapter 12, verse 17. I wear a lot of Bibles out through the years, and I've got a new Bible now, and as I have a new one, it takes me a while to get the new one broke in to where the pages turn. I hope that you use your Bible enough that you wear it out and have to get another one. My pages get to coming out, so I have to replace it. I don't know how many Bibles I've had since I've been saved, but several. Romans chapter 12, verses 12 through chapter 12, verse 17. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. I've had many Bibles, as I've shared with you, but they're all King James. Don't ever leave the King James Bible. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 12. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 12. Having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. You see what happens when we live a right, honest life, a true, honest life. The next word, back in Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, we have true, we have whatsoever things are honest, now we have whatsoever things are just. Just. Let's go all the way back to Deuteronomy. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 16. Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 20. just. That which is altogether just shall thou follow, that thou mayest live and inherit the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. That which is altogether just shalt thou follow. Back to Philippians chapter 4. We have true, we have honest, we have just. Now, whatsoever things are pure. Whatsoever things are pure. Let's go to James chapter 3, verse 17. One thing you'll find out about this program, that is that you're in the Word of God. James chapter 3, verse 17. You'll find James right after Hebrews. James chapter 3, verse 17. Pure. Whatsoever things are pure. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and of good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. The fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Once again, James chapter 3, verse 17. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and of good fruits. You see why I want you to be a believer in Jesus? You see why I want you to follow after the truth and not go off with some of the things of today? I want you to have the truth, see the truth, and follow the truth. It's so necessary that you do that, that the peace and the joy be in your life and in your heart, that you be a witness and a testimony to the Lord Jesus. Now, we have had back in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. The first one was true. The next is honest. The next is whosoever things are just. The next was whosoever things are pure. Now the next we're going to circle is whatsoever things are lovely. Whatsoever things are lovely. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We were in 2 Corinthians a few minutes ago. We'll go back to 1 Corinthians now. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 7. Lovely. Whatsoever things are lovely. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 7. Charity suffers long and is kind. Charity envies not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemingly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, and thinks no evil. Rejoices not in iniquity, and rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Charity, love. To be lovely, to be lovable. Look at what it tells us there in 1 Corinthians. Love suffers long. Love is kind. Love envies not. It's not puffed up. It doth not behave itself unseemly. It seeketh not its own. Is not easily provoked. It thinks no evil. Look at those qualities that's listed under the word to be lovely or lovable. Rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Beareth all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. And then the beginning of verse 8 tells us that charity or love never fails. Never fails. Back in Philippians chapter 4, I have circled now whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely or lovable, whatsoever things are of good report, whatsoever things of good report, if you follow the truth, live an honest life, live a just life or a righteous life, follow after the pureness, the power, the strength, the cleansing power of Jesus, and follow after because of being a Christian, because of following after the Lord Jesus, to be these things, to have these things to flow from us. You know, the fruit of the Spirit, we're told, is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Now, here we have a list of what God's presence should be in each one of us. And he tells them, Paul says, finally, brethren, talking to the church of Philippi, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report. To bring all of them together. To be a good report. You know, when you're in school, you always like to have a good report card, don't you? You like to look down through that report card, and you. When I was in school, well, you not only got a grade, A, B, C, D, or F, you not only got graded for your homework and your class participation, but you also had what they call a citizenship grade. And that was not only from your ability to learn and to do very well on your tests and, again, participating in class, but it gave an example of how that you performed. And are you the kind of person that not only has the knowledge, has the wisdom? And, you know, that's the difference between many people today. They have great knowledge, and even of the Word of God, but they have very little wisdom. And people that have great knowledge and no wisdom lack these precious qualities: truth, honesty, righteousness or justness, purity, and lovable or lovely. They lack those. They come with kind of a harshness to them. But you see, when we learn to not only learn the Word of God, but then also learn how to use it by the leadership of the Holy Spirit, these things come from us, and we're able to perform this way with these sweet qualities. If there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Think about your life. Now, as we look at these qualities, and I've looked up the verses, and we're just the same as out of time, I want you to think about these qualities in a little bit different way. Because I talk to you every time we come together about a personal relationship with Jesus. This is a perfect biography of Jesus. He is true, he is honest, he is just, he is pure, and he is lovely or lovable. That's Jesus. And when I ask you to have a personal relationship with Jesus, that's how you become acquainted with these qualities in the person of Jesus Christ. Now, will you come to Jesus today and be saved? My friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?